Good Friday morning, beloved. Again, isn't this a wonderful day? This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And we'll share just a few moments this morning as we read God's Word together. Today we are in Exodus, going all the way back to the front of our Bible. Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. And today we begin reading excerpts from the book of Exodus, second book of the Bible. The name Exodus comes from a Greek word that means to exit or departure, and refers to an important event in Israel's history described in this book, the departure of the people of Israel from Egypt, where they had been slaves. The central human figure in this book is Moses, the man chosen by God to lead the people out of Egypt. Today's reading describes the time when the people of Israel, also known as Hebrews, became slaves in Egypt, and it is years after the death of Joseph and his family. You can read about that in Genesis chapter 37 and 39. By now, the Israelites have increased in number, posing a potential threat to the Egyptians, and the Egyptian king instructs two midwives to kill all baby boys that are born to Hebrew women. And again, God's saving word for us as we conclude this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The sons of Jacob who went to Egypt with him, each with his family, were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The total number of these people directly descended from Jacob was 70. His son Joseph was already in Egypt. In the course of time, Joseph and his brothers and all the rest of that generation died, but their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and became so numerous and strong that Egypt was filled with them. Then a new king, who knew nothing about Joseph, came to power in Egypt. He said to his people, "These Israelites are so numerous and strong that they are a threat to us. In case of war, they might join with our enemies in order to fight against us and might escape from the country. We must find some way to keep them from becoming even more numerous." So the Egyptians put slave drivers over them to crush their spirits with hard labor. The Israelites built the cities of Pithom and Ramses to serve as supply centers for the king. But the more the Egyptians oppressed the Israelites, the more they increased in number, and the farther they spread through the land. The Egyptians came to fear the Israelites and made their lives miserable by forcing them into cruel slavery. They made them work on their building projects and in their fields, and they had no pity on them. Then the king of Egypt spoke to Sephra and Puah, the two midwives who helped the Hebrew women. "When you help the Hebrew women give birth," he said to them, "kill the baby if it's a boy, but if it's a girl, let it live." But the midwives were God-fearing, and so they did not obey the king. Instead, they let the boys live. So the king sent for the midwives and asked them, "Why are you doing this? Why are you letting the boys live?" They answered, "The Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They give birth easily, and their babies are born before either of us gets there." Because the midwives were God-fearing, God was good to them and gave them families of their own. And the Israelites continued to increase and become strong. Finally, the king issued a command to all his people, "Take every newborn Hebrew boy and throw him in the Nile, but let all the girls live." And today's verse, he verse, is Exodus chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, that says, "Because the midwives were God-fearing, God was good to them and gave them families of their own, and the Israelites continued to increase and become strong." You know, beloved, there are so many lessons for us to learn from this passage of Scripture. First of all, as believers in God and Jesus Christ, never allow yourself to be motivated by fear. The Pharaoh saw that the Israelites were increasing, and that spirit of fear, which only comes from the enemy, only comes from Satan. The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And so we learned that, you know, when you step out in fear, you can just about be assured that you're going to start making bad choices. And the other thing is that, the two midwives, normally women who were old maids that were unable to have children themselves became midwives because they couldn't help, they couldn't have children. They would help those that could have children. And it's interesting here that, God took these two midwives who, and, you know, in all actuality were childless, but because they had been so faithful to God, He gave them their own children, their own families to take care of. Beloved, God always comes through for us. It's always too late to, or excuse me, it's always too early to give up on God. You hang in there and see if God won't keep His promise. Let's pray. Merciful God, look with compassion on all the children in the world. May they grow strong and healthy, surrounded by Your love and care. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. I hope to see you on Sunday morning in church. But if we don't, well, we'll be back here bright and early, God willing, on Monday morning when we will begin reading Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 25, where Moses, the great deliverer, is born. Until the next time we meet then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.